Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you can get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's, we help, you save. Same-day delivery on eligible in-stock items, subject to availability. Fees vary. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
Hey!
Yo, yo, yo!
Welcome back. December 3rd. We're recording this one right after the first two Game Week 14 games. So that was Crystal Palace, Ipswich. Crystal Palace won 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leicester, West Ham. Leicester won 3-1.
West Ham are bad.
West Ham are bad. West Ham are bad.
That and did a pretty good job.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's going to fumble it. But... Hey, so, Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
To those who celebrated, Happy Hanukkah. To those who celebrate that and any
Kwanzaa.
Holiday.
Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm.
Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. Merry Kwanzaa.
So, we're in a doubleheader week this week.
Yes, sir.
And game week 14, those rosters are already locked. I really hope everyone got those in. But we're rolling right into game week 15 at the end of this week. Dave, I think you said, what's the deadline? Thursday?
Game week 14 has games on Thursday. So you basically have just Friday and like early Saturday morning.
Early Saturday.
So your stuff.
Please pay attention. Make sure to get those rosters locked in.
And then we get
better
the green arrow
rankings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. So how you two doing? I mean, how we doing? Second episode on video. Last week we had audio issues. Apologies. We should be better this week. But yeah, how you guys doing?
Good.
Yes.
Doing good, dude.
Yeah. Hey, my team won today too, man.
4-0.
My team won the Pokal today. So against Munich. So that was good.
Nice.
How you doing?
I'm good. I had a shit or crap.
Too late. You already said it.
FPL weekend, but it's okay.
It's all right. That's all right.
What about your Madrid week?
Madrid won Barcelona, so we're looking pretty there.
We'll take that.
Yeah.
Hola, Madrid.
Saw a little meme. It was like, by the end of the year, the best Barca in the last decade might be second to the worst Madrid in the last decade in La Liga. So we're feeling good. We're looking good. Full disclaimer, Sean got mad at me because I insulted his Son pickup.
Don't ever insult my pickup.
Even though he had an amazing week. So
He's a little sensitive.
Everybody
listen.
In the comments.
Oh, God.
Just be careful with what you say or he might yell at you.
Listen, everyone out there, you ever been in a text message and you just can't, it's just hard to express what you're trying to say and things get a little, the wires get crossed. That's what happened, all right? Phil said something, I got confused, I yelled at him, and then I tried to walk it back, but it was too late, I sounded like a jerk. Here we are. That's fine. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. All is good in this, right? We're friends till the end, but I'm competing, man.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, Dave. Transfer news. I know there's not a whole lot this week, but let us know what's going on.
Yeah, since like we said, we're packing two games into this week. So a lot of the most transferred in people, like, I don't really feel like we have to talk about that much. Like Bukayo Saka's awesome, Nico Jackson's awesome, Mo Salah's mm-hmm. awesome, Van Dijk's really good, Cunha's awesome, João Pedro's really good. So all of those guys are people you should want on your team, so I don't really feel like there's a lot to say there. But there are two Man United guys, and granted, these are very small samples since the week was short, but Amad Diallo and Rashford are both in the top eight transfer ins, and we have talked about Diallo in the last two shows. We really like him, especially if he keeps starting at right wing back, and it looks like he's going to, especially after his performance against Everton, which he had a couple of assists, probably should have had a goal too. But we really like him. He's still really cheap. I think his price is about to go up. But like we said, he's like the perfect fifth midfielder. If you can, he's only, what, going to be 5 million now if his price goes up?
I think
up.
He's already 5 million.
He's already 5 million. So
I transferred him in. So
your one transfer caused it.
Yeah.
You do have a lot of pool.
I do.
That's true.
And then Marcus Rashford has looked really good since Amorim became the coach. He's played him on the left a little bit, through the middle a little bit. I was saying to Sean before the show, I think this formation gets him a little bit more central, even if he is playing on the left. So I think that's good for him, rather than just kind of being stapled to the touchline like United fans have seen him so often in the past. So I think we all really like those two going forward. And we might like them more or slightly less after tomorrow, after we play Arsenal.
We'll see.
See how good we are or aren't.
Hard to judge on a game like that. That's Arsenal's, again, I think, second best defense. That's going to be a tough game. So.
And that's when where people might get reactionary.
Don't do that.
Oh, Diallo and
Diallo and don't react to them playing a top two EPL team. Give it at least 2-3 weeks, right? Yeah. Plenty of time to pick people up. Don't overreact.
Agreed. Agreed. The outs, kind of the same story. Konate, we know, is hurt, so people are moving over to Joe Gomez at the start of this week, which I guess isn't a bad idea because he's probably going to play. If you need somebody for a little cheaper, has a good chance to get clean sheets. People are continuing the move off of Brian Mbeumo, Haaland, Yasko Gardiol, Dominic Solanke.
Not Phil.
Not me.
Not Phil.
I'm a true Haaland believer.
And Mbeumo. Got him too?
I'll move off of him after this week. I just couldn't. I didn't want to take a hit. And I think he has an easy game, so I was like the last ride for him. But...
Last ride.
Ride or die. Hopefully gets a PK.
That would be nice, but Wiesa might take it at this point.
That's true.
we'll see.
Really, just check the score after the first 2 minutes, and if he hasn't scored, it doesn't.
Then I'm turning the game off, not even getting my hopes up.
Alexander Isak is on here. I'm assuming that's because he came out after like 20 minutes, but he did say yesterday that he's going to play against Liverpool and that he's fine.
He said it. Well, he could say whatever he wants.
Eddie Howe kind of corroborated it.
Okay.
Well, I'm starting him because I can't take him out now. and Emi Martinez hurt his hand in the Aston Villa game as well.
I hate that guy.
Even though he's on your team.
He's on my team.
Oh, he's on your team. I have. Oh, okay. My fault.
I would never draft him.
Never.
So I didn't check for an update today, but I don't think they've said exactly how serious that is yet. So just keep an eye on that if you're planning on using him.
Yeah, I mean, a hand injury is unfortunately quite serious for a goalie, so hoping it's not too bad. You never want to see anyone get hurt, but
it's funny how he got hurt, though, too. It was on that stupid play where he just passed it to Nicholas Jackson, who looked extremely slow.
Something
like moving underwater.
Something you don't normally hear, Nicholas Jackson looking slow.
Yeah, seriously. I'm just looking to see if... Unai Emery gave us an update.
Unai, I love him as a coach. He succeeds everywhere he goes. It's incredible.
Yeah, he is a good coach.
So
good. I'll have a little grudge against him for when Villarreal beat United in that Europa League final. But it doesn't look like there's an update. I guess he was supposed to get some tests today. I don't think there's been results.
I mean, I'm looking at...
He was probably just embarrassed to want to do that to the game.
I'm seeing facing... fell on sidelines after fracturing finger 13 hours ago. This was...
Oh.
Well, he didn't fracture 13 hours ago, but this article from 13 hours ago says he might be sidelined due to a fractured finger. Obviously, take everything we say here with a grain of salt. We're just going off of the news that we find on the internet. Do your own research. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, I see that now as well.
That's what it looks like. So he may be out for a little bit.
Anyway, hopefully...
Anywho.
You didn't start him. If you were, concerning the game, the week is already locked.
Yeah.
But just keep an eye on that and get him out on Friday or Saturday if you need a goalie. But yeah, on the short week, there wasn't not a whole lot to report on the transfer front. One of the guys that was one of the more transferred in players before the numbers reset at the start of this week. I know Phil wants to talk about in the transfer the roundtable section, so why don't we move on to that?
Wait, before we move on to that, and I don't want us to get off topic, but I posed it on Twitter, and I want to get your guys' thoughts.
Okay.
If Halland starts scoring again, and mm-hmm. I think this is related to transfers, and you have Palmer, Saka, and Salah on your team, who would you get rid of to bring Halland back in? And obviously, you're going to need to combine it with someone else, but obviously, one of those three guys is going to have to leave. Who would it be?
You said Saka, Palmer, and Salah?
Yeah.
Which one of those three would I get rid of?
To be able to bring in...
To bring in Halland?
Yeah.
I mean, it would all come down to the schedules.
Like, do I have to do this?
Yes, you have to
in
do
a hypothetical
someone's
world.
Making me do
all
this.
All right, let's look at it real quick. Let's
gun to your head. Quick. No. Gut feeling. Gut feeling who you...
It all depends on... It all depends
you
on...
Play the, you play the studs. It doesn't matter.
Palmer.
I'm
That's
rid
who
of Palmer.
I'm going with Palmer, yeah.
Yeah. I think you cannot get rid of Salah. He's the best player in FPL right now. And yeah. Saka, in his two games back on one of the best teams, looks unbelievable. So, yeah, I mean, I'm getting rid of Palmer.
Yeah, okay.
They all have good schedules. So, like, there's not a real clear differentiator there.
Chelsea is the most up-in-the-air team for me. So, that's the team I'm going to... And they actually have a lot of attacking power.
I think that's the thing. It's not all focused on,
it's,
on Palmer.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm going to go with Palmer.
Nice. We all agree. I just wanted to get your thoughts because Halland's going to start scoring again. So, teams are going to need to pick him up.
Uh-huh.
And you
we'll
guys both
that.
Have Palmer. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he did have that little cold spell before his big game against Villa. So.
I mean, if he doesn't score that screamer, everyone's probably moving off of him.
But
that's how crazy FPL is.
Yeah,
literally 30 seconds later,
it's a reactionary sport.
He was subbed off. But anyway, good for Palmer. He's still a stud. A lot of people captain him. But you were passing it to me for the roundtables.
Yeah, you wanna go first?
I'll go first. And I am going to actually, both of my players are going to be Chelsea players. But I'm going to start with Levi Colwill. I think, you know, we've talked about Chelsea's fixtures before. They play Tottenham after, obviously, this midweek game. They play against Southampton, which is a great matchup for them to get a clean sheet, and then they play Tottenham, but then they have a really easy run. So with Fofana getting hurt, him just going to be the main guy in the back, I think he's a great option to pick up and potentially get clean sheets out of him. He's also at a pretty cheap price. I think it's, I'm not mistaken, 4.6 million. Am I making that up?
Levi Colwill.
Yeah. Don't make stuff up, dude. Don't make stuff
4.
Up.
4.5 million.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's not that big of a goal threat, to be honest. He hasn't really created much off of set pieces. But at the end of the day, for that price, I'm not really looking for a return, like an attacking return. It's more for the clean sheet opportunity. Gives me some extra cash to try to bring in Saka next game week while I get rid of Mbeumo. So on Chelsea players in the back line, I was thinking of Cucurella because same reason, easy fixtures.
He had a good week.
He gets up a lot. He has the attacking return potential, but I just needed that extra 5 million because he's worth 5 million, I believe. So
I'm starting to think like the whole attacking defenders is a slightly overrated thing. I mean, people like Robinson – yeah, he attacks. He's not doing anything. Like, the person who's doing something is Gabriel, right? A center back.
Yeah.
Is Alexander-Arnold? I haven't seen him much. Robertson? I haven't seen him much. Like,
Trent.
That's what Alexander-Arnold. That's what I'm saying. Alexander-Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Trent Alexander-Arnold.
No, sorry.
But yeah, they're good. I'm just like, is it overrated to get these guys you think are... the chances of them getting assists and goals just seems like it's not as high as what I personally thought it was start of season. I'd rather have a center back who's going for headers. Van Dijk. Gabriel.
Yeah.
Like these guys.
Yeah.
Right. So to your point, you were saying like, you know, you're looking for a guy that attacks, but they don't need to be the expensive guys because these expensive guys aren't really doing much anyways.
Exactly. Like if I'm trying to spend 5 million on a guy, I'm going for Diallo instead of Cucurella, for example. So
yeah.
Again, I had to pick him up because Konate got hurt. So obviously I brought him in, but I just recommend him. I think Dave, you were saying he's been highly transferred in, maybe didn't make the top 10 there.
Yeah, before they moved like the transfer stats over to the new week, he was one of the like four or five most transferred in guys yesterday, I think.
Yep. I mean, Alexander-Arnold, 6.9 million, zero goals, one assist. Those are his points in the year. You're playing him for the defense of Liverpool, which is the same reason you're playing every other center back, right? So
yeah.
Is it worth paying up for a guy that's not even doing anything really offensively? Just get the guys for shutouts, like you said.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion on it.
Cole Will's still only 4% owned, too.
Yeah.
So. So he's a differential guy. I think he could get you clean sheet returns. And, yeah, I think he's a good option for the back line for at least the next stretch of games. So
I love that, Phil. Thank you. It's amazing by you. It's just simply amazing.
That's what I bring, world. Simply, that's what I bring.
You're simply the best.
Better than the rest.
Love that. All right, Dave. On to you, buddy. What you got? Follow that one, buddy.
Oh, you put up a bunch of points. Spicy. Follow that one, buddy.
All right, buddy. I'm also going to pick a Chelsea guy.
Oh, how original of you.
I mean, I can't. I've picked all the Brighton players I can pick, so I guess I should pick someone from a different team.
Let me guess, Pedro Neto.
How'd you guess?
Because you have him on your team and you love him and you always talk about him.
All of those things are
just
true.
Just kidding. I saw our document.
But yeah, it is Pedro Neto. This one isn't going to be as backed up by his underlying numbers as like most of my usual picks, but he's not that expensive, 6.2 million, and he's like 1.5% owned. He randomly didn't play last week, which kind of caught me out because I didn't see an injury update on him, but he came back and played 90 minutes again in their past game. But it looks like Chelsea have kind of settled on him on the right-hand side of their attack, which is a good thing. And this one is just more of a gut feel because we've seen what he's done in the past for Wolves. He's a quality player. To me, if you are trying to get a piece of the Chelsea attack, which I think I kind of am, I already have Cole Palmer. If you want to do something different other than like Palmer and Nico Jackson, I think he's a nice worthy gamble. Just again, based on somebody that we know is a quality Premier League player that's produced in the past. He's super low owned. Chelsea have a great schedule. They're a great attacking team. So, like Phil said, I have him on my team, and I'm starting him this week. So, a good way to differentiate yourself with a quality player.
That's a great one.
I like it.
I think he's so fun to watch. He's so freaking good.
He is. He's very subtle at times, I feel like. I feel like the way he kind of goes around people and the way he gets himself into good positions is, I don't know, just a little bit different. So and
how he hits the ball... It's with so much power, obviously with accuracy too, but he just like, he's different when it comes to that too, to other players. So it's a great shout.
All right.
Shawnee boy.
That's right. So on to my first guy. This is going to be a cautionary tale, right? This is something that I've fallen into a few times this season. The first guy I'm going with is Kevin Schade. And the reason for it is to tell everyone, do not overreact, right? I'm using Kevin Schade as the example, but this is just a general warning to everyone. I have done this a few times. That's why I want to bring it up. Don't overreact to what Kevin Schade did, okay? I looked at the transfers, and good news is it doesn't look like a lot of people are overreacting, right? He's not up really high on the transfer list right now, so that's a good thing. For those 15 managers, by the way, last week who captained him, you should go play the lottery because, my goodness, either you're just a Brentford diehard or you're a genius. So good for you.
What the hell?
But everyone who didn't do it, do not overreact, right? We spoke about Schade a couple weeks ago. It was right after the Wiese injury. And, you know, what I said was, this is a young guy. He's 23. He's unproven. Let's see if he can grow into the role. Obviously, he didn't, right? He hasn't done literally anything until last week. You know, he had week 8 was 2 points, then 1, then 1, then 0, then 1. Bang, 23 points. But don't expect him to go out there and do that regularly. Like, if next week we come back and he has another goal or he has another good game, I'll eat crow. But I don't see it happening. That's an old saying for you.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening, man. I don't think he's, at least right now, that good of a player. Maybe he grows into it. But there's a lot of mouths to feed on that team too, right? And Mbeumo, Wiese. Is he going to squeeze in and just start stealing all these goals? I don't think so. He has 8 shots on target. 4 of those came in his last game. He has 3 goals in the season. He scored 3 last game. My suggestion is keep an eye on him if you want, but don't expect him to perform like that. And don't go pick him up and play him against Aston Villa or Newcastle, please. Unless you're looking to bet on something and differentiate and really take a chance. That's fine. I don't suggest it, though. So that's my cautionary tale. Don't overreact to one good week of a player. Don't go pick him. If you want to pick him up, put him on your bench. Don't play him, please.
I mean, you were on Kevin Schotta, like you said, like a couple months ago when Wiese got hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know how long ago that was. But
it was like 8 weeks or something.
You were just ahead of the game, really.
Yeah, listen. Again, he's clearly got talent. He's young. He's unproven. But he's just not there yet. Like, if you watch the game, yeah, he looked okay. But it's not happening. Like, he's not going to just be a full-time starter. Wait a couple weeks and maybe, okay, he turns out to be good. Don't go play him in the next 2 weeks. I think he's going to give you another 2 points, maybe 1 point. I don't even know if he's going to play.
Well, Jared Bowen,
that was a tough one. But, yeah, I mean, here's the other problem is I don't even know if he's going to play 90 minutes every game.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know that yet. He's not a full-time starter. So that's my first pick. Nothing groundbreaking there. Just, you know, don't overreact.
Speaking of overreacting, and you just said Jared Bowen, and that reminded me. Again, but yesterday I looked and Aaron Wan-Bissaka was one of the most transferred.
Oh my gosh, I saw that.
He scored in 2 games in a row.
He did look good, by the way. I watched that game. That man looked dangerous.
Like, that is.
He could have had 2 goals.
Yeah, I know. But as somebody that's watched Aaron Wan-Bissaka play for a long time, like the 200,000 of you that transferred him in, like, he's not going to keep scoring. He has what? I think he has 3 shots on goal for the entire season. But
yeah.
He's not going to keep scoring. So if you transferred Aaron Wan-Bissaka,
yeah,
you shouldn't have done that.
This weekend was a pretty crazy weekend in terms of scoring. Like, there was a lot of things that happened that aren't going to continue to happen. Mm-hmm. So everyone just be careful out there. Don't go wasting your free transfers on things that, you know, aren't going to come through in the next few weeks. Back to you, Phil. What do you got as your second player?
Also Chelsea player, and he's been my boy since day one.
You too.
Nicky J, Nico Jackson, Nicholas Jackson.
Guys are on a first name basis. Just call him Nicholas.
We are. No, I call him Nicky.
Okay.
I've been on WhatsApp.
Little Nicky.
But yeah, no, I feel like we end up talking about him every single week, and just looking at social media and Twitter and stuff like that, there's always comparisons between him, Watkins. Would not as much, but him, Watkins, and Isak. And outside of Wood, mainly because of the PKs, I think if Nicky J took the PKs, he would be even higher, obviously, but they're with Cole Palmer. He's been the winner of that argument. Again, talking about Chelsea, just to go through a few of his fixtures and stats. Obviously, yes, Southampton this week. Tottenham, a tougher game, but then Brentford, Everton, Fulham, Ipswich. He's obviously going to get some returns there. His expected goals, 6.95. Expected assists, 2.32. I did a quick comparison with those other two guys, Isak and Watkins. And Watkins is actually surprising how little he's returned with the goal opportunities he's created. So that's a tough look for you, Dave, because I know you have him.
It's coming. Don't worry.
He's bound to score. He should have scored against Chelsea.
He's struggling, man.
It's coming.
But Jackson with Chelsea, you just said, has so many mouths to feed. When you talked about Brentford, Chelsea's the same way. Nicholas Jackson is just slightly behind Watkins in terms of big chances created, shots. But then he has twice as many goals. No, he has twice as many as Isak, but he has 2 more goals than Watkins, and I believe a couple more assists. So I didn't – go ahead.
No, keep going.
No, I was just going to say, at the end of the day, I just feel like he's now 0.9 million cheaper than Watkins, so almost a full million that you can use for another guy. He's on an electric attack with Chelsea. He links well with Palmer. I think he has 2 assists to him this season. I just think he's such a solid guy to have. He's going to continue getting returns in. Yeah, he's been my day one.
Yeah, I didn't realize when I saw you wanted to talk about him, I didn't realize how good his creative numbers were.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously, Cunha, out of all forwards, has the best, like, expected assist numbers. But Jackson's third.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, other than Cunha, he has the most attempted assists. I think he's created, let me look at his big chances. He's created 4 big chances. Again, Cunha is, like, the only one that kind of blows people away among forwards. But, yeah, I mean, obviously we know he's a pretty big goal threat every game, but I didn't realize how good his creative numbers were.
Yeah. What's crazy about Cooney is I'm pretty sure his expected goals is only slightly above Larson's.
Yeah, Cunha's at 334, Larson's at 330.
Yeah.
So,
but his the creative ones, how much he's involved is what separates Cunha from
everyone
else. Nicky J is going to be going through a price hike. So
Did he?
All right, yep. He just went up. 8.1 now. So depending on how he does in this midweek, man, he may be looking at another uptick next week. He's owned, it looks like, 28.3%. Live team's 36%. So, yeah, I think people are catching on to what you've been saying, Phil.
Yeah. Everyone listened to me. That's why they're transferring.
Yeah. All those millions of people.
Welcome to the show, baby.
Welcome to the freaking show.
As I put up 50 points this week.
And I'll spit out my hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Take a sip of my hot cocoa here.
All right, Dave. Who do you have as your second player?
Me again. I want to circle back to someone we talked about. I think it was after game week 9, and that's Evan Nielsen. And so if you remember our discussion, I think it was one of your guys, Phil, because he scored in that game, and he had been starting for Bournemouth, and we were like, I think he had scored 2 games in a row. It's 4. Like, is he
scored 4 in a row?
Well, now he has, but when we were talking about him, I think he had scored twice in a row. We were like, this isn't going to continue. He's got like 4 shots for the whole season. His expected goal numbers are not very good. So we weren't jumping on the bandwagon back then. But since then, that has changed. And so over the last month, the last 4 game weeks, he is 4th in expected goals with 241. He's 2nd in points among forwards, behind only Cunha. He's 2nd in shots on goal with 7. He has had 6 big chances. So those expected numbers have started to rise over the last month. And again, he's starting every game. He's playing good minutes. We've talked about how we're all pretty convinced that Bournemouth is a good team. So if you were somebody that was still hanging on to like a Raul Jimenez, who has kind of fallen off a little bit, or maybe if you want to move off one of the more expensive guys, like if you're not an Ollie Watkins guy, if you're worried about Isak, Evan Nielsen, to me, is again a good way to differentiate yourself. He's still only 3% owned. Yep. And so I think his expected numbers are starting to support the production we are seeing from him. Now, he hasn't scored in the last 2 games, but he did have 3 assists against Wolves, which is kind of crazy.
Did you see how he got all the 3 assists?
I saw a couple of them, yes.
It was all PKs against him.
I know you were telling me that.
Yeah, I think his expected assist for the game was like 0.04.
That's why Phil was insulting me in our chat. He's like, you have all these goals off of like 0.4 expected. I was like, yeah, well, don't hate the play. I hate the game.
Wood had 0 shots on net and ended up with a...
That's right, and he could have had multiple goals.
But, you know, he is getting touches in the opponent's box. Yeah. So that's a good thing. But anyway, I wanted to... That was interesting because I had my eye on him earlier in the season when, again, like his expected numbers weren't really there. And like Semenyo and Tavernier started the season really well. So I was like, well, who's their forward? That person has to be valuable. So yeah, I think his play and his expected numbers have kind of caught up over the last month. So yeah. I think he's a nice lower priced option up front.
He's like that tier 3 with the João Pedro, the Larsons, those guys.
I think I would still take João Pedro over him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I might take him over Strand Larson, even though he's been playing well.
Yeah, just my opinion. Yeah, yes. All right. Cool, Dave. I like it.
Do you?
I do. On to me. Nice. For my second guy, Dave's going to love this one.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, I don't know who it is yet, but...
Marcus Rashford.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Yes! Ooh. Marcus, he's back! Yeah, I mean, as High School Musical would say, this could be the start of something new for Marcus Rashford.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
come on, guys.
Shit.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Awful. That was pretty good.
It's a great movie, by the way, though.
Okay.
I'll crush that song.
Absolutely. All right.
I never knew that this could happen till it happened.
Oh, my God. All right. We talked.
Yeah. Yeah.
We talked about... Jesus. We talked about Rashford a few weeks ago. Actually, Dave talked about him as a side player to keep your eye on. He had scored in the midweek. I don't remember what the tournament was, but he scored a goal, and you said, hey, if he gets hot, things could change for him. Well, he's in a new system. He's got a new coach, and that happened 2 game weeks ago. Since he's got a new coach, he has had 8 points and 14 points. Two straight games. I'm not all in on him. David, I think you said the same thing. You're not fully sold yet. You want to see a little more of what this new team setup looks like. But
yep. But
they look reinvigorated. Sorry. They got Xerxes. They got Ahmad. Both those guys look good. He has 5 shots, 3 on target, and 3 goals in 2 games. You know, with a lot of players, like I just said, don't overreact, right? I just said that about Shad. There's a different level of player. We know who Rashford is. We've seen it plenty of times. Seen it for England. We've seen it for Man U. This is a good player. The talent is there. He has a price change coming tonight, by the way. So, you know, if you're interested in him, I would suggest getting him as soon as possible, because personally, I think he's just going to keep performing. I just think new system, they look good. Talent is obviously there. We know this. I think he's going to keep producing. And you have to remember, he's only played 921 minutes this season. He was getting subbed in like late for a lot of this season. So when you look at his stats, they don't really tell his story, I don't think. 15 shots, 9 on target, 4 goals. Most of that came in the last 2 games. And that was under a pretty broken Man U team. So if you want to wait, I get it. I'm not telling you to go buy him immediately. But if you're looking to move off an Mbeumo, a Semenyo, this is the guy, man. I mean, I think this is the best option available. And like I said, price going to go up. So get him before he starts doing well. And we said it earlier, do not judge Marcus Rashford on the Arsenal game, please. Yep. He may go out and get you nothing. That wouldn't surprise anyone. Arsenal's really good. But then he gets Forest, a Man City team who's not the same team.
I'll take him against
Man City. That's what I'm saying. Bournemouth, Wolves, Newcastle. Yeah, that's a good schedule. Don't judge him on the next game. But it's a guy I want to go get. Phil, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, you talked about his stats. Like, when we brought up Bruno and obviously Diallo, like, none of them had stats before the last 2 games. They were all terrible.
Yeah, it's a terrible
like, one goal
team.
Or one assist. They were awful. So, like,
yeah.
Rashford, I feel like, is a guy that should be in team. The 8 million, 9 million range because he is and can be a superstar. So, for 6.9, and you said moving off of Mbeumo, I think Semenya is still on that cheaper side where upgrading to a Rashford, that could be hard. But if you go from an Mbeumo to a Rashford, I think over the next game weeks, Rashford's going to heavily outperform Mbeumo. And you're saving almost a million in the bank just with that trade. So that's a great call on your part, John.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious. I don't actually know if I can find this information. Maybe I can. Okay.
Should have done it before the pod.
Maybe. Well, it's not about that. I just don't know if I literally don't know, Dave, if it's like available to find.
Sorry I introduced you to Sean years ago.
I want to know what his value was. I want to know what his value was to start the season, because let's be honest, it's probably only gone down.
I know it was over 7.
Yeah.
It was 7 something.
Exactly. It's at 6.9, so he truly is a cheap option because all he's done has gone down so far, and now he might end up... I mean, he could be the guy that starts winning.
He was 7.
It was 7 even?
Yeah.
Interesting. Regardless, he could be the guy that starts to win you weeks in your leagues, man. This could be that guy. We know it's just so much talent. Let's see if he can put it together.
Yeah. I know Everton aren't very good, but it feels like this formation is going to get, I mean, not just him, but like they have gotten in such better attacking positions and just gotten into the box more the last few games under Amorim, even when Van Nistelrooy was the coach. But like there's definitely going to be some growing pains with this formation. But like I said, I like what I've seen. They've gotten a little bit better each time out, so... Yeah. And he definitely seems like he's playing with a lot more confidence than he was a couple weeks ago. So,
yep.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right. So, let's just rip through the player summary real quick. I'll go first. First guy I talked about was Shad. Don't overreact. Don't go play him this week, please. If you want a cheaper option, fine. Get him. Put him on your bench. Let's wait and see if he grows into the role a little more. Again, if he goes out next week, these next two games and just rips it and gets so many points, I'll come back here tomorrow and apologize to everyone watching and listening. I don't see it happening.
We're holding you to that.
Go ahead. I don't see it happening.
We'll upload a YouTube video that's just you apologizing.
Absolutely. I love that.
Okay.
Second guy was Rashford. We know the talent level. If you want to wait a little bit, and like they've said, see how the system continues to grow under Amaran, do that. I think he's one of the best midfield options right now to replace guys like Semenyo and Mbeumo. So go get him before the price starts going up. Phil.
I'm going all blue, and I'm going with Levi Colwill as a great defensive option to get clean sheets with Chelsea's easier fixtures. And then someone who we've talked about every single week, Nicholas Jackson. I think he's the best tier two option right now with Chelsea's dynamic attack and, again, easy fixtures.
Little Nicky.
He's my boy. Pick him up. But, yeah, go Chelsea.
Go Blues.
Sticking with the Chelsea theme, Pedro Neto, in my mind, he's a worthy gamble on a quality Premier League player on a great attacking team with a great schedule, and he's super low-owned. And Evan Nielsen, getting a run of starts for Bournemouth. The expected numbers are catching up from earlier in the season when his good results weren't supported. I think they're a little bit more supported now. So he's a nice sort of cheaper upfront option if you need to move off some underperforming forwards.
Sweet.
Lovely.
All right. It's team time. It's time to check the team results for the week. Clap it up. Clap it up. Clap it up.
All right,
clap
Sean,
it up.
You piece of shit. Take that.
It's over here now. You ain't getting it back, boys. Hat for me. I look
there
good.
There you go. You look great.
I look great. I look right, great.
Salute the camera. Salute your boys. I meant like that. No,
what an idiot. What an idiot. All right. So
this
week.
Yeah, I'll kick us off.
Yeah, this week. We finished. I'll just do the rundown.
Yeah.
Phil was third. Dave was second. I was first. Phil, tell us about your team.
My team was atrocious. That's really all I have to say to that. I think, what, did I end up with 58 points, 56? I was lucky. So I didn't even beat the average. But, yeah, so Konate got hurt, so that put me in a pickle, and I had to put in Faze. They, I think, gave up 4 goals, so he got 0 points. Mazraoui got subbed off in the 55th minute, so he didn't get the clean sheet, lost 5 points there. Dinya gave up 5 goals. Murillo, best center back in the world, by the way, for Forest, absolute stud. Love that guy.
I love that freaking guy.
Besides Salon Fernandez, he was my my superstar. But yeah, rest of the guys in Mbeumo did nothing. Fernandez still a stud. Love that I picked him up. Salah, easiest captain ever. And then Haaland nothing, João Pedro nothing, and Nicky J with a goal. That's the rundown for a crap week.
Wasn't that bad, honestly, but yeah, fair enough. All right, Dave.
I had 83. I had a good week.
It's a good week.
Turns out this game is a lot easier when you pick a captain that actually scores, which happened to me. I captained Saka, who had 36, which was nice. Cole great. Palmer with a good performance, 14. My boy Kaoru Mitoma with 10.
That's cool. Yeah, differential. That was
a great pickup. That was a great pickup.
That's why you watch us.
Gabriel with 9. It was encouraging to me because I did it with like a lot of my entire front line was basically just duds. Fwak and Zisak and Cunha. I eat Nori put up a goose egg. So I'll take 83 points despite all of that. And I think that's my best week so far. So
yeah, that was really good.
No complaints from me.
Sean has to be excited about this.
So excited.
He's been waiting for this moment for like 3 days.
So I finished first this week. This surpassed my last best week, which I think was like 87 points. That was a few weeks ago. I finished with 96 this week. I made a lot of changes. It was a risky move. They paid off. I'm happy about it. I had Sells with 6. Gabriel had 9. He had that goal. Salah, 13. Should have captained him. Should have trusted him like Phil. I didn't. Son only had 2 for me. Saka had 18. Palmer had 14. I messed up. I had Palmer as captain right before the game week started. I switched it. Got to trust yourself. I talked about do not overreact to things. That's a perfect example of it. I switched my captain to Wood. who had
he's always doing these late captain switches on us.
But it's funny,
he's lying to everybody.
He has the three best midfielders that have been the best captain options. I switched to
Wood.
Like,
well, Wood was playing Southampton. It was a Southampton matchup. I figured, regardless, Wood had 18 as my captain, and then I picked up Strand Larsen as well, who had 11.
Wait, did they play Southampton?
Yeah, I think so. Or was it Forest?
Forest?
I thought it was Ipswich.
I don't remember.
Ipswich, my fault. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Same bad team. Sorry, I shouldn't have interrupted you, but still.
Ipswich, they played Ipswich, so we had 18. So I had a good week, 96. I finished 181,533. Out of the 2%. Full 10 million plus players. I'm very happy about that. I'm still behind Phil in the rankings.
Obviously.
We made up obviously. Ground.
We did make up ground. This is a good week.
Hit up some good ground on you.
This is a good week. Going into this next week, I only made one change. I dropped Keen and picked up Toddy. I'm not sure exactly how you say it, but I picked him up. He's a defender for Wolves. Keen literally is not playing. So I dropped him and just did a straight swap money-wise for a guy with an easy schedule who's been getting in the game. So that is my week.
Hey, we'll give you a round of applause. That was a fantastic week, man.
Feeling good about myself. Now I'm going to go drop like a 20-point week next week.
I hope so.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Well, you guys are rude.
All right. So now let's show them the table here. Luis, this is your cue.
Yeah, kid.
Yeah, I'm still first.
Love that sound effect.
Phil 618, Sean 574, me 537.
Remember, we missed three game weeks. Before you judge us on these low scores, we didn't start doing the league until after the first three game weeks. So just got to put that out there. Don't want people thinking that we're scrubs.
We're not that dumb.
We're not that dumb. All right, this is coming off. All right. Yeah, that is it.
We need to tell people who we're captaining.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we
just
do.
Just know whatever Sean tells you is
no,
going
to true.
Different.
No, it's going to change.
No, it's not going to change. It's already locked in. It's already locked in. It's already locked in.
Because he can't change it this time.
It's already locked in. My captain is Cole Palmer this week, and my vice captain is Salah, the Egyptian king.
Jeez. I cough because I'm so nervous to say this. I'm actually going with Mr. Erling Haaland.
Okay.
I just have this gut feeling. If he doesn't score, this is the biggest downfall of a player in the history of players and the biggest downfall of the team in history of teams, and that cannot happen. So I'm going with Haaland. He's going to score at least a brace, and everyone's going to start transferring him in, and I'm going to be sitting there like a little kid on Christmas Day smiling from ear to ear.
You think Phil's feeling the heat because we said drop him 3 weeks ago, and he's still putting up blanks?
He's not. He's getting me 2 points.
I can get you 2 points.
Yeah, Dave can stay on the field.
I can get you 2 points before the show's over.
You'd be subbed off because Amarine doesn't understand of FPL 60 minutes in the playing time. That's anyway,
Dave.
Haaland.
I was going to captain Cole Palmer, which is what you probably should do because they play Southampton, but I need to catch you, Sean.
Yes, you do.
So I'm going to vice captain Cole Palmer and captain Cunha.
All right. I love it. All right. So... If anyone out there is watching on YouTube, we just want to say, listen, drop some comments because we want to spice this table up a little bit. It's bare. It's boring. Let us know like some fun things. I don't know. Trinkets, toys, something fun that like we could put on the desk. If you got any ideas, you film in the comments.
I think
maybe.
Tchotchkes is the word you're looking for.
Tchotchkes.
Tchotchkes. Tchotchkes.
Shotskis.
We could put it above the jerseys.
Shotskis.
And we all take a shot at the beginning of every episode.
No, but seriously. I'm being serious. I know you're being. Okay. Well, I didn't know you were being serious, actually. We want to put stuff on this desk that looks cool or whatever, gives us a little bit of a unique look. So let us know if you got any good ideas. We're always reading the comments or lack thereof, but we will read the comments if they come in. And on that, make sure to like the video, subscribe, leave a comment if you have the time, if you feel like doing it. It's free. It really helps us out, and we really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You can listen to us again anywhere you find podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. And, you know, we'll be back next week. We'll be looking back at game week 14 and 15.
Yes, sir.
Same time, same place.
Same address. I thought I was going to run.
And with that, see ya.
Bye.
See you.
Oh, you guys did that so poorly. Let's do it again. Come on. Let's do it again. Phil.
What have I done?
It's okay. Let's do it again. We got it. All
right.
This one's for all of you. We're not messing around here. We're going to get it perfect.
Let me just drink my hot cocoa real quick.
Drink your hot cocoa. Oh, my prima donna's ready.
Someone spice that?
Oh, my god.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
And with that, see ya.
See ya.
Bye.